Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Happy New Day, Jugs. Happy Day. Happy Vitality Vibe. Shout out to the Hope Collection, Optimize My Life. Bob, Mary, Country, everybody in their respective places. How y'all feeling on this fine-ass Thursday with your fine and healthy ass, okay? It is a little loud in my background today, but that's okay. That's all right. I will speak clear and loudly this day. I am in production this morning because if you're in Atlanta, you saw it yesterday, the Jugs came with a vengeance, okay? We sold out yesterday at our retail space, 1066 Ralph David Abernathy, and I had to come back, wash, rinse, and repeat for the Jugs this fine-ass morning. So,
hey, that worked.
It worked. Hey, it worked. That's what happens when you work for yourself, Mary, right? You make it work. And speaking of make it work, how you feeling this day, pretty girl?
Good. I actually beat my record in how long it took me to take a shower this morning.
Fair
I
enough.
Washed, I showered, and did everything in 5 minutes.
Listen, you should write the 5 minute book.
5 minutes.
Because you can do it so much in 5 minutes. Listen, I have been. Mary has these cool ass tactics, which is going to help me bring in the topic of today. And some of these tactics are setting timers. Whether that timer is for you, your children, a timer to take a nap, a timer to read a book, just timers help a lot with life, okay? I am learning to set the time. Gage is acting like he don't realize that we're amazing and purposeful, and he just, you know, sometimes he just be being a 10-year-old, and I put a timer on him. Hey, since you can't listen to mommy, let's take a little 30-minute timer on that phone. Let's put an hour on the phone. Since you can't listen to me, I want you to listen to me for an hour. So, honey, it improves attention span, and it also gives you permission to use your time wisely. So put yourself on the timer today. My little juicy tip for today. Time it out. Wonderful.
Well, and it also helps you with focus.
Go ahead.
It helps you achieve what you're working on. It helps you focus because you know you have that much time to get something done.
Yes, sir. It does. And yes, ma'am. So I want to talk. I know a lot of times we talk about juicing. We talk about mindful practices. And we talk about what we intake to achieve our healthy, our version of what healthy looks like, feels like, right? Our version of what health looks like. Because all versions of it is not for everybody. Let me say that. And when I say that, I don't mean, hey, do what I do. Find out what works for you. So your version of it. So, yeah, Mary, we're going to coin that. Your version of what healthy looks like. But also what healthy looks like is maintaining and securing and elevating and growing through health relationship. Creating healthy relationships is equivalent to creating a healthy boundary for yourself. If you continue to subject yourself to mess, you're going to always be cleaning up a mess. Things are always going to be a little messy for you, okay? That's just what that looks like. So what are you feeding to yourself? What are you listening to? Who are the people that you're talking to? Are you the most successful person in your group? Do you inspire to be like someone in your group? And when I say inspire to be like someone, I don't necessarily mean like you want to take their life and be them because you don't like your life and their life seems to be much more than what it is. I mean, for instance, Mary is a retired veteran. She is a life coach. She's a hypnotherapist. She is a holistic practitioner, and she is a mommy, and she is a learner from making courses online. She is also appealing her community and a joy to be around. Okay, that's Mary, right? Guess what? I want to link up with Mary because I want to make six figures, you know, on with an online course. I want to be a help in my community as well as respected in my community. I want to be able to have different certifications and took the time to work on myself and earn these certifications so that I can help people and be more in the serving industry. Because if you think about it, honey, we're all here to serve. Serve a purpose, serve a job, serve a person, serve a God. Baby, we are here to serve. So who is feeding you? What does that look like? Because when Mary feeds me, she goes, you know what? I know you had a hard day today. I know that things wasn't working out the way you wanted to, but write everything down. Write out how all the things went wrong. What's your feeling? And now write out how you're going to feel when it's on the other side, because that's when you get to learn the ebbs and flows of life. And what it feels like, and what it, how it helps you understand and understand and overstand people, because y'all, with some of the relationships we have with people, people are succubus. They will suck you dry. They will call you with the same shenanigans every day, in and out, if you listen to it. Man, let me just go ahead and say to all my friends who were there for me, and when I say there for me. When I went through my breakup, I chose to be depressed for about 4 years. I chose to be single. I chose not to date, honey, because I chose to let that shit consume me. And you know what my friends did? They listened to me every day. But I had one friend, okay, and she will remain nameless. But she said, honey, I ain't going to lie to you. Baby, I've been hearing you cry this cry for about 3 years, honey. I'm tired. Call me when you got something else to talk about. And, baby, she hung up on me. And we didn't talk for, like, a year, y'all, until I got myself together, because she had exhausted all that she could in her capacity to deal with me and my shenanigans, because all I wanted to do was, whoa, it's me. And I didn't want to say, well, you know what? I own up to this. You know, it happened. I can move forward. I'm better from it. I've learned from it. I grew from it. And that said, no, I would still want to be. It's so mean. Why they do me like that? But she was my real friend. You know why? Because she, hold on, family. What we doing with what? Oh, those are cucumbers. Just rent them and cut them in half. Shout out to Truly Living Well. These are our sponsors for Vitality Vibes. They provide a lot of our fresh produce that we juice on the daily. Yesterday, I went and got cucumbers, kale, collard greens, and basil, all grown locally right here in the heart of Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to Truly Living Well. Thank you. But, yeah, my friend, she just stopped talking to me, and it was like a year, y'all. It may have been a little bit longer than a year. Like, she wouldn't answer my phone calls. So, I got the hint. I was like, well, dang, you know, lost a friend, G. And then that's when I realized, girl, don't nobody want to hear you relive from all day. Don't nobody want to hear you complain about something that you can most definitely fix, but you are not strong enough to fix it because you like being where you are. you like being in a space where you kind of play victim. And people can say, oh, no, you can't tell someone when to heal over a breakup. You better get with you some breakup breakup therapist. Mary, is that up under your belt too? BBL, sorry. Are you a couple therapy too?
I work with individuals and couples.
Okay. See what I'm saying?
Well, we have a hard do you want to make it work? Do you really want to make it work? Or is it better for you to take a split?
Right. And just, and I think we have spoke about this before. I truly feel that anybody could be with anybody. I don't care who it is. I don't care your age. Baby, anybody could be with anybody. You got to do two things. You got to want to be there, and you got to work to be there. I mean, if you can achieve two things, baby, oh, we're halfway there. We are halfway there. And we living on a prayer. But you got to want to do it and work to do it. People have gotten relationships, and they will, they not, I got so excited. I got to put that thing in the words. Okay, back in the day, we had the barter system. That's how communities started. But they was building relationships. Community was built on relationships of people who could service, who could provide a service for others around them, as well as receive services that they needed from others. So it was a I do for you, you do for me. So somewhere along the way, honey, we lost that. And we became very selfish as a people. We became very self-centered. We became very independent but mentally dependent, because you call people and you talk about their problems and you dump on them. And I will be first to say that I have firsthand done this. And when it's their turn to dump, honey, I don't have time to listen to your problems. So I had to learn that too. So when my friends call me and be like, hey, I need this time to talk and listen, guess what? I sit down. I focus. I done get to the point where I started taking notes, because I'll go back and say, well, friend, you said you wanted to do this. And in order for you to achieve this, then this is what you have to do. Are you displaying that? And my friends were like, damn, you holding me accountable. Yeah, because if you come to me and you want to vent, and I am here just to listen, but I'm also here in the relationship capacity to say, let me have some type of solution for my friend, or let me help her talk this through and see if she can make it make sense for her. Let me tell my homeboy that I don't think that that's the way he should handle that situation, but, you know, I know he feel like his manhood was tried, so let's, you know, men, they don't want to talk about it. They want to show about it. So, you know, let me see what I can tell my friend, tell my homeboy in regard and say, hey, it's okay. Them people hurt your feelings and you're reacting. It's okay. So from that, when you're pouring into people and they're pouring into you, make sure you are doing the same work and you put the work and effort into them. Let me give it to you another way. The same work that you put into keeping a friendship, holding on to friendships, biting your tongue in friendships, relationships, partnerships, networkships, workships, kinderships, all of it. The same thing that you're giving, be sure to give it to yourself. It's a two-way relationship with the relationship you have with yourself and the relationship you allow yourself to have with people. See, the difference is the relationship that you have with yourself, that's not a lie. That is what you have to do, because this is yourself. When it comes to regarding people, it's what you allow. Because people are only going to treat you the way you treat yourself. They're only going to do what you allow. So if you say, oh, I am tired of being walked over and this and the third, and people not really, you know, doing what I need them to do for me, and I'm thinking that they my friend and they not helping me, you know what? What energy did you put out?
What boundary did you set up? And that's going to bring us to the next part of this. Boundaries. They are healthy. They are needed. They are valuable. They help bridge understanding and action. Because, again, when people treat you how they want to treat you and just walking over you how you what is this tomfoolery? Where did this come from? That's not going to work for me. What boundaries are you setting for yourself? All right, y'all. Confession. I know I came out 14 days of doing juicing, right? And that during those 14 days, Mary and I spoke. I was reading my words, affirmations, mirror work. I'm juicing. So I'm occupying myself. Whenever I get hungry, I occupy myself with other things. Yeah. When I came out 14 days and I did 3 days of two days of salad, and then I was able to eat, y'all, I feel like I ain't stopped eating yet. Now, part of me could be eating my emotions. But what boundary am I going to set for myself? Because I know, one, my version of healthy, it looks like abs. It looks like a little bit of definition and tone in my body and a little bit of muscle. Am I doing the things that line up with it? Am I feeding myself mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, all the elites? Am I doing the things that are lining up to my version of what I want to see? And then if I get to thinking about it, you know, did have a bagel for breakfast. You could have stopped there. You could have stopped there, but then for lunch, you wanted pasta. You could have stopped there, but then for dinner, you wanted a carrot dog. Y'all, I'm going to turn into Carby Barbie. And that's okay, and that's my whole entire business, because I know what I need to do to line up with that. Again, is that I need to do the things and the practices that feed my body, that feed me mentally, in order to achieve my version of healthy. Say what you want to say, but I like my abs, and I'm okay with that. And that's fine. So what boundaries am I going to set? All right, when it comes to changing your life, we all say we want to change. Normally, we wait till that new year. Almost the fourth quarter. You can implement change right now, and in 30 days, see a significant amount of improvement in all the things. What boundaries are you setting for yourself? Hey, you know what? I'm going to cut out all the fried food this month. Hey, you know what? I can't do all that boot camp and exercise stuff, but what I can do is go on a 20-30 walk every day. That's what I can do. You know what? I don't think I'm going to give up drinking coffee, but for every cup of coffee I drink, I'm going to put a boundary and a commitment to myself to drink 2 bottles of water. Okay. Now we implement these boundaries with ourselves.
Yeah.
Every single day, I want to quit my job, but my job has been financially securing me. But this business idea I have, I know it's going to take me to the next level on top of helping so many women just like me, or helping so many men just like me, or helping so many veterans just like me, and so on and so forth. So what boundaries am I?
FYI.
What'd you say?
You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Sorry. Over there. But yeah, what are you doing? What boundaries are you putting to set forth the thing? So now you're going to put up more boundaries. You know what? I was talking about starting a business and quitting your job. So what that looks like is, you know what? Set up an exit plan. Okay. Put a date on it. By this, and this time, I will be turning in my 2 weeks notice. I will be have launched my business. I'll be have done all the leg work, all the back end work to automate the systems, to do the things. I'm going to grow my business this way. I'm going to wait till I scale it here to exit my job and move forward. You see? You put some boundaries and some dates in place. You surrounded yourself with what you wanted to be.
And now you put the work in. So 30 days from now, you're not the same you. You done put in a year plan to quit your job and start your business, but you went ahead and launched your business in those 30 days on top of drinking water and going on walks every day. And next thing you know, in 30 days, you scale your business to $100,000. Your salary at your current job was only $70,000. You just told yourself that you put in 30 days and you equivalent, the equivalent of 30 days, you made $30,000 because you disciplined yourself and you surrounded yourself. And then you put on boundaries and then you execute that plan. It is possible. I have seen it happen. It is possible. I've seen it done multiple times. But the only thing that's holding you back is you. The only thing that's holding you back is what you feeding yourself. Which brings me to that third point. What is your self-talk? What is your self-belief? What is your mental support system? That can be a therapist, a psychotherapist, psychoanalytic, a data person, a preacher, confession, yoga, martial arts, Muay Thai. What is your outlet in regards to those? How are you feeding yourself? When you look in the mirror, do you love what you see before the six-pack? Do you love what you see before the weight gain? Do you love what you see before you start eating a certain way? And now it's starting to look good and it's starting to feel like, wait a minute, it's something to this. This whole time I could have been feeling like this. You mean to tell me all I had to do was change a couple of things up and stay consistent and stay persistent in the way I feel about me and the work? Man, listen. I'm about to go home and listen to this show and listen to myself and motivate my own self to do something great. Because time and time, I've seen it in people. And before I got my mental system right, I was like, whoa, it's me. Why can't that happen to me? Well, girl, you ain't did what they did to get there. You wasn't with them people in the gym. That means you know. Couldn't go to sleep at night when they were struggling with their self-worth and their conviction of their self. So surround yourself by those people. Get you some big help. And don't just go to therapy to say that, hey, I'm in therapy. Find a therapist that actually works for you, speak your language, one that you're actually going to abide the things that you have talked about and you've been taught. And they'll actually work for you. Get into that. See what that's like. And then, just when you thought it wasn't going to get any better, God and this universe will blow your mind. Every single time. Every single time. Because you took the initiative. Right, yesterday I did this exercise. I was going to tell y'all to write this out, but I'm going to let you know what I did. And maybe this can inspire and help you. I have this creek behind my house that I like to go hang out in. And I took a Sharpie and some sticky notes. And I filled them out of the things that I am becoming, the things that I am shedding, and the things that, you know, future. So I did three. I didn't do past. I did the things that I'm becoming. I did right now. And then I did where I want to go. And then I put an affirmation with it. So let's say someone says, I want to be debt free. I'm going to read financial literature books and learn about financial literacy, and I'm going to apply these things because it's where I'm at. I am my, and the affirmation was, I am wealthy. So from then on, it's done. I hang it up on a post-it, and I let it sit, and I read it every day. First thing in the morning, last thing at night. I read it every day. What y'all think is going to happen in 30 days? A plan is going to happen. Things are going to start shifting and moving. The more I see it, the more I believe it, the more I can achieve it. The more I pour into me, the more the universe is going to say, oh, okay, guys, she got it. It took a little time, but she got it. And now she's worked for it, so we know that she's won it. So let's just add a little bit of magic to what she has going on, and let's make this thing come to pass. Spend some time with yourself. Go on some walks with yourself. Love yourself. If you are a single person, there's nothing wrong with you being that single person that you are. You might just be single so you can learn you for you. God made you for him and for you. Nobody needs you more than you need you. Okay? Nobody needs you more than you need you. And so there comes a time when you saying, you know what?
What?
I'm going to put my foot down. I'm going to set some boundaries with people as well as myself. I'm going to create me a space in my house for me to go and think of all the things I'm becoming and that I want to become. And then I'm going to affirm it with affirmation. And then I am going to continue to do the work when it comes to others as well as myself. And the outcome will be far greater than what you wrote, far greater than what you thought. But you're the magic. You are definitely the magic. Put a little bit more love in yourself, in your work, in your talk. Don't allow people to continue to dump on you. And then you carrying around all this energy and don't know where it comes from and can't, you know, use it properly because it's overwhelming. Then surround yourself by those people who genuinely love you, who genuinely want to see you win, who genuinely just love you just because you're you. Those people will never, ever, and I repeat, they will never lift you up as much as they will when you start to set those boundaries for yourself and set those boundaries. They'll never, ever steer you in the wrong way. They will always keep it. What they call that, what they say, they're keeping a buck with you. We say 100. But they're keeping a buck with you. And they won't have you out here looking crazy. So let's keep it clear, sis. You've already been out here looking crazy. Let's not continue to walk in that. Ooh. I know it's loud in here at Juiced Up. I appreciate y'all so, so much. Now, I also wanted to talk about when you're pouring into yourself and people are going to start calling yourself, just acknowledge it and say, yeah, I am. I'm being selfish with me. It's me season. It's my time. Now, this does not mean you go turn your back on those people who've been taking care of you and helping you through these things and coaching you and all the things you're working on.
Hey, Georgette.
Hey.
Hi there. You know, you and I and Mary have had this conversation before. It's not anywhere close to being cool when you're selfish. When we're talking about self-love, self-care, that doesn't mean that you disregard the things and the people around you that you care about. You just stop taking the trail end of it. I call it the spiritual code of conduct, because we serve an equal opportunity God. You get a chance to choose me to be in your life, and I get the same opportunity to choose you back to be in my life. And now I'm going to pay close attention to what you do while you're with me, and I'm also going to pay very, very, very close attention to what you say to me. I grew up with them little cliches, it's not so true. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will destroy you. Oh, I forgot to tell you, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Words are powerful things. So if somebody says something to you or does something to you that's not right and not just, I was reading in that little book, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So, yeah, if your friend does something to you or says something to you that's not encouraging, that's not enlightening, that's not going to empower you, that's not going to inspire you, you need to let them know, why did you say that to me? Why are you talking to me like that? Did you hear the word that just came out of your mouth towards me? Or was you talking to me, or were you talking to somebody else? So in your process of you growing each other, and I tell people all the time, if you think that you can do what the divine creator has told you to do by yourself, then he didn't tell it to you. Because the things that he's speaking into our life, you're going to need some help. And if we could do everything by ourselves, then wouldn't be no blessing to be a blessing kind of thing. You could just go ahead and wave a wand of yourself and look yourself up. But doing this transformation that you're talking about, Georgette, we do really need to make some self goals. And the last one I heard you say, the only thing that's never really ever failed in life is consistency and persistency with deadlines. You may have to alter the deadline, alter the date and change it and move it and adjust and adapt. But don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. And don't burn up too much unused time on people that's not headed in the direction that you're headed in. That's what they call distraction.
Yep.
I'm going to stop right there, Georgette.
No, that's a very good point. Thank you for clearing it up, because I'll say being selfish, and it's not time to be selfish, but you have to have a season of when you're selfless, meaning you're less about the self that you present to others. Know more about the self that you're becoming for yourself. Makes sense. Who has pretty birds in their back? It sounds beautiful.
Oh, and Georgia, keep in mind, whoever you say you worship is giving you what you need for you. He designed you in his own image, and ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do. But at the same time, while you're pouring into other people, you have to make sure. Now, understand it like this. Whatever is inside of you is for you. God says, I can't hang out here in the wrong country. I got to go on home to the Father. So if you want me to hang out with you, I'm going to take a permanent residence in your heart. So wherever you go, I shall be there with you also. So God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. But at the same time, while you can have this heaven right here on earth, you have to work on you. What's inside of you, we call the inner love. understanding. What's inside of you is for you. What comes out of you is for everybody else. So when I said selfish, it's not cool to be selfish, but it's more than cool to be self-full. And if you're not filling up your cup with exercise, good nutrition, good rest, good sunshine, good conversation, you need to take a close caution light on that and watch what your friends are saying to you. Watch, oh, whoa, this is dangerous right here. Watch what your family is saying to you. Because the last one, again, my granddaddy says, baby, when you go out there in the world, the people don't know nothing about you. They don't care nothing about you. And please don't be a complainer, because 50% of the people that hear you complain don't give a shit, excuse my French, and the other 50% of the people glad it's you and not them. Back to you, G.
Man, listen. That really wrapped up all the that we had to say. I'm just grateful that even I can listen to me and go back and learn the things. And Mary, I think you would agree that the person that talks to you now is not the person you met 6 months ago.
Oh, yeah. So I have an interesting story for you.
Let's hear it.
Ariana just comes out. I've got my desk and everything. My office is now in my garage. She goes, Mom, can you do me a favor? Depends. What is it? Because I've learned never to say yes.
Yeah, better not, because you can't have you messed up.
She goes, Mom, the favor I need is you need to have a baby.
Mary, say that last part again, sweetie. I missed it. She came out and said, what, Mary?
She needs me to do a favor for her. So the favor she needs from me, she needs me to do this. She needs a new baby brother or sister.
OMG.
Right.
Well, you girl, you got to get busy. You can't go buy them on Netflix. You can't buy them on Amazon.
I keep telling her to pray.
Don't do that. Don't do my baby like
be
that.
Be careful,
Mary,
what you pray for, because if you put some anointed words in the mouth of a child, you come out with a double blessing. You might end up with twins.
That's what she wants. She wants a little bit of a brother and a little girl for her.
I'm laughing because I just got off the phone with my twin sisters, Annette and Jeanette.
Like you on the radio, not me whispering. That's all.
Wait. I got one more, y'all. I grew up in the Northeast Georgia Mountains with a legacy. My first hello to the world was something called the Cabbage Patch Doll. I mesmerized the world and made them believe that a baby doll was real. But the legend behind the story says that you come from a cabbage patch, that babies grow in a cabbage patch. And I grew up believing, Georgia, all that fruit you are talking about, and we're in the watermelon season, they told you, Georgia, if you wanted a new little brother for Gage, all you had to do is swallow a couple of watermelon seeds. Something going to grow in you. It might be not be that kind of seed, but something will grow. Y'all, I'm stopping now again before I get in trouble. That was a joke.
Can't be
and
much worse than what I'm going to deal with.
It can't be worse than what?
But I got to spend the world day trying to outsmart two children. They are just on it, and they are one up in me every time I turn around.
You know what? I was looking at our kids in general, man. They really do grow up every single day. I get something new daily with them.
It is.
It is something new daily.
Well, guess what, Georgette? Here comes a cliff note for you, OMGs. Anything that does not grow dies. And that's what's wrong with a lot of those old people. We're constipated. Oh, we're stuck. Can I say that on air? If you're constipated, that means that you're not growing. And if you don't grow, what don't grow dies.
Listen, you struck a nerve there, Country. I did not want to have this conversation, but the older people in our lives, you don't know everything, sweetheart. It's always a different way. It's a new way and a new mindset. And I just want to let all the grandparents know that it is okay for you to try new things, for you to try new food, for you to exercise through your pain. Because I just want to, can I vent to y'all real quick about my daddy?
Ooh, oh, yeah. If you let me vent back about some of my kids, though.
For sure. I love my daddy, y'all. I call him my God on earth. Because I got a heavenly father, and my father on earth is still here. So that's my God on earth. And I tell you, he moved mountains for me. I'm grateful. I am a daddy's girl through and through. I love my daddy. 90% of the time, he can't do no wrong in my eyes. And if it's wrong, it's right because it's my daddy. But lately, we've had a little bit of pisk and task in our household. Because when I moved back in with my father to help, so that we can help and also to just, cultivate a relationship. And moving out of my father's house, he wasn't happy when I did it. And he also showed it with his health. His health had declined a little bit. So when I saw these things happen, I was like, you know what? Like he said, if you're not growing, you're dead. So he's still growing. And I try to implement new things for him to grow through. And when I tell you, my daddy had the audacity to tell my son, grandson, you're getting a little thick right here. You got to lose a little weight. Y'all, if I could have just screamed right then and there, because you guys know me, you know my story, you know my son is made of pure magic, you know his superpowers is autism. And if you know all those things about you, you also know that the diet and what you consume can help with autism. Nobody's saying it's a cure. Nobody's saying it's a fix-all, but it definitely can help with the cognitive portion of it and brain functioning, because your gut is determined. Your gut bacteria is determined by what you consume, and that also sends signals straight to the brain as to how the body operates and absorbs nutrients, information, and everything via its portals, whether they see it, hear it, or ingest it. Right? So my dad was like, you just want him to be vegan because you're vegan. You don't want us to have any fun. So in my house, I'm the fun sucker. Okay, I suck the fun out of everything that my daddy said. Nobody wants to eat rabbit food. And I hear you. Children are going to be children. But again, it's the decisions that we make for ourselves, and children mimic what they see. My dad is a kid at heart, okay? He's an 80-year-old brat who loves sweets, who loves candy, cookies, and all the things. And I tell him, Dad, you shouldn't eat like that because, you know, I want to make sure, you know, you're healthy and you're doing the things. He tells me I've been eating this way for 80 years, and I'm still here. And I want to let him know, yes, this is so true. But let's think about all the times when you're sick and I detox. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about those times when you had cancer in your body and we found herbs in a diet to help stop cancer. Let's talk about you being on blood pressure medication and blood thinners, and we weaned you off of those things, something that the doctor said, oh, once he get on these, he'll be on these for life. And I was like, no, he won't. We'll find another way. And we juiced him off of those things. So you already know what food can do So why, when it comes to these grandchildren, y'all negate all the information? Them kids love y'all, okay? Y'all are heroes in them kids' eyes, okay? You don't have to win their love by going to concert, okay? So when y'all see my daddy out here in these Atlanta streets, tell him, quit feeding your grandson that junk.
Let me jump in right there. I'm not going to let you just jump in front of the bus without me jumping underneath the bus, and I'm not going to throw my family underneath the bus, but everybody has their little yes. My granddaddy's yeah was making liquor for the federal government, corn liquor, apple brandy, peach brandy, strawberry brandy. He made the liquor, but he didn't really drink the liquor. He sampled and tasted the liquor. My uncle was a two-time veteran. Before they labeled him PTSD, we call him the family alcoholic. Yeah, he was one of them. One loved to drink from sun up to sundown. And his philosophy to life is, if I can't drink when I'm living, I can't do it when I'm dead. And I only get one life, but I love to drink. So a curveball on you guys. What works in the Old Testament no longer works in the New Testament. My grandmama was 103 because she used to get up at 3 a.m. and walk 12 to 15 miles a day one way to work, come home and clean the organic chicken, stream the organic green beans, cook the organic food, serve the organic desserts, because they didn't have all that pesticide stuff back then. They used ashes from the stove and manure from the air. So my grandmama lived the rightful age, and she, her favorite snack was peppermint candy. And we might even drop it in a little shot of liquor. But at the same time, there were certain things that the body could ingest and endure, and then all of a sudden we grew into a new generation talking about you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Who told you that lie? Because what happens is we get stuck in the past. I guarantee you, if you ask my granddaddy, has he ever smoked any crack? He'll tell you no. And I'm going to end by saying this. Yeah, well, everything is not good for everybody, and I'm a very spiritual person, but if I wanted to put my news on that social media, give me a little time, and I can come up with some sin that ain't even in the Bible and sprinkle it with cocaine.
Right.
But it's not going to work. It's going to kill you. It will be the death of me. Whatever you put in your body, however you treat your body, but just because you have a little extra around the belt line doesn't mean one size fits all spandex. Georgette, the first thing that she said when she came on the show is, I'm not telling all everybody just listening to me, you need to be a vegan. Some people can have fish. Just watch your blood type and don't eat too much tilapia and don't eat the dirty catfish. If you do this, good beef and liver, beef liver is good for you. Stop attacking it as is. So everything is not going to work for everybody. But just because they're stuck in the past, in their mindset, and don't want to graduate. Matter of fact, last one, Prince made I'm Going to Party Like It's 1999 in 1988. He had already graduated his mindset into the 21st century, and it wasn't even there yet. I was reading in that little book, it says, do you want to be made whole? Talking about the man sitting there at the healing pool for 30-something years. You know, why would God ask the man a ridiculous question like that? So if you want to do better, you can. So is a man. So as a woman, we're equal in essence, we're different in function. So as a man, thinketh, so is he. And Georgette started earlier saying, what are you saying to you about you? And then number two, what is the loved one around you saying about to you? Whatever they're saying is an opinion. Whatever you're saying is your destiny. Back to you, G.
Man, listen. This has been a wonderful work show, okay? I'm almost 50 bottles in. We're making it happen. Super duper grateful. Thank y'all for letting me vent. Family, you know it's all in love. I want us all to be happy, healthy, and whole. But just stay consistent. Stay down.
Stay down.
And Stay down, stay down. Stay buried in the ground because then you'll grow. You'll come up. Cover yourself in love, peace, happiness. Water yourself with water and sunlight and good energy. And always stay juicy, Jug.
Quick question.
Go for
Quick
it.
Question. What is the difference between a garden and a graveyard? You know, let me help you guys out.
Mm-hmm.
We're on
Dream.
What we call the hope show. Faith is the substance of hope, things hope for. Without faith, it's impossible. Let me say that one more time. Without faith, it's impossible to please the God that you say you serve. So I have to give you another cliff note. Faith is the subject of things hoped for. So if you have nothing to hope for, then you have nothing to activate that little mustard seed of faith that you say you have. What's the difference between a graveyard and a garden? When I plant something in my garden, I plant it, Georgette, with great, did you hear that word? That's an adjective. I just kind of threw it in there. With great hope and anticipation that it's going to grow. Yeah. If I don't think it's going to grow when I plant the seed in the ground, guess what's going to happen? It's probably not. But if I plant something in a garden, well, I call it a graveyard to you just a few minutes ago, I have no hope that what I'm putting under the ground is ever going to rise again unless I'm talking to Lazarus. Back to you, G.
Thank you, Cunt.
Just think about it. When you plant something in the graveyard, you have no hope that it will ever come up again.
But you have hope and faith. And that is what this show and every show on the Hope Collection is based off of, our faith with our brethren, our hope for a better tomorrow, and our love for mankind. Shout out to Mary. Sherry, you know I love you. I love you almost as much as I love a vegan chocolate chip oatmeal cookie, okay? Country, you already know I love you dearly. I appreciate you. Bob, I didn't hear you today. Where you at today?
Talk to the Mighty Oak?
Huh?
You were talking to the Mighty Oak?
Yeah,
Bob Oakley. We call him the Bob Oakley. He must have been playing him down by the river because he grew about 20-something grandkids. Mary, you might want to consult with Bob about that little gift that you said your daughter was. You might can borrow one of his grandkids if now they doing what they call home care and homeschooling instead of just having one. Why don't you just borrow his and whenever you don't want them no more, just take them back. Somebody used to tell me they gonna kidnap your kids. If they kidnap Country Boy, they say they kidnap him and bring him back. Hey, he got a superpower. He got a superpower. We can't handle him.
Okay.
He came in on the short bus. They gave him a label. They told him he'd never grow up to be nothing. Now he's just a little nobody trying to tell anybody about somebody that can save everybody.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how to outsmart somebody, but yeah. Someday I will get it figured out. They are always one step ahead of me. Well, listen, Jugs, I love y'all. That is today's Vitality Vibes. I hope you learned something. I hope you grew today. I hope you go off and be better than today. Man, take a deep breath with me, family. Inhale in. Hold it in at the top and release it with an open mouth sigh. Do that a couple of times just when people might have you effed up and know that God is real. Give him all the praise, the honor, and the glory each and every day. Give a dollar away, maybe even two. Step back, watch it grow, see what it can do. I love y'all. I hope you have the most amazing day. We'll see you at noon. Mary got her show coming up. As always, it's the Neighborhood Juice Dealer and Dope Killer. Happy Thursday. And I'll see you next Thursday.
Peace. One love.
Peace, y'all.
Thank you.